Going to be speaking very shortly with Robin Philpott about this huge demonstration that happened Saturday. Every account I've read of it is that it was lively, and, well, you know, Montreal has a reputation. The students here actually are not paying, did not get an increase in their tuition, and lo and behold, the society didn't fall down, didn't collapse. The grass isn't growing in the streets, and the students don't have to pay extra tuition after those huge demonstrations in, what was it, 2012, right? By the way, I'm looking at Phil Condon. You know Phil Condon is here.
2012, and students walked around wearing a red square, was a piece of cloth, actually, which meant, I'm down to, it had some idiomatic meaning, I'm down to my last piece of cloth, right, because I'm so poor.
Is that what it meant?
That's what it meant, yeah. I think so. Anyway.
I think Stephen Harper thought it was the Bolsheviks. but at any rate, it all depends. It's in the eye of the beholder. You didn't see a lot of them in Ontario. We just rolled over and said, oh, go ahead. Now, we are joined by Robin Philpott. He's the publisher of Baraka Books. He keeps an eye on everything in Quebec, and we're very happy that he joins us from time to time to tell us about what we missed in our local papers. Are you there, Robin?
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You are there. Robin, you asked me to check, and I did, and the Toronto Star was unaware that a demonstration had happened in Montreal and Quebec City. And I checked with our national paper, and they didn't seem to know about it either. But I did look at Telesur. It's a free country now. I can go on the Internet. Telesur, English language, please, everybody, go to their site. They featured it, and they noticed that there were 200,000 Quebecers, and they're not very happy with Mr. Couillard. What is this all about?
Well, you described it. Telesur had a quite an accurate report, and I guess it's not in Hong Kong or somewhere. But so that's why
I should probably ask you: are Quebecers Canadians?
Because this happened. This
sometimes
huge
it seems
demonstration.
To be confusing.
I think the problem probably with the English Canadian media is that they've championed this guy Couillard and the Liberals. And then they see they're in trouble again, the Liberals, as they were 2 years ago with Charest. And what it has to do, what's going on, is they are trying to repeat, in fact, probably even worse than the time of Charest, these policies of austerity. And they've managed to provoke almost everybody in all walks of life, all areas.
Well, they do unite the country. They do unite the country. Everybody's against them now.
Yeah. They unite Quebecers. The country is totally against them. The Telesur said 200,000 people. We marched in the Saturday demonstration in Montreal, and we figured there were well over 100,000. And I mean, because we've seen this was like it was like in 2012 when the student strikes were going on, but here it was not. There were a lot of students, a lot of young people, but it was a lot of young families. It was a call. It was organized by the unions, but they managed to get beyond the unions, and they got. I mean, people who are probably pro union or whatever it is. They get big crowds. I mean, the subways were just full, you know. The metro was just full getting down there. And it was cold, but the people marched. And so, like, we can see the numbers, you know, people who hadn't even left. It started on René Lévesque, right down in the center of the city. We went west, almost over to Guy Street, if people know the geography, and then headed east on right down St. Catherine Street to the Place des Arts. And people were arriving, and the others hadn't even left. So it was huge. And there was a similar demonstration in Quebec City. It's a warning. I mean, just to give you an example of how, you know, the La Presse, which is the newspaper owned by the Desmarais family, and which is a Liberal Party mouthpiece, I might say, they had an editorial on Saturday signed by four editorials saying, please, please, liberals, be careful. We don't want to repeat what happened with the students, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, by the way, I mean, that's, Chantal Hébert, who mm-hmm. didn't tell us there was going to be a demonstration, it did about 3 or 4 days before all this. She said the Liberal Party walked right into this. They had said they weren't going to go after child care, which yeah. you have one of the most exemplary child care features in on the continent. I think the only one. What is it, $7 a day?
It's a long time.
And they promised they weren't going to touch it.
Yeah, they promised they weren't going to touch it. In fact, when the PQ, who was in power up until last April, was going to raise it, index the cost to mm-hmm. the cost of living, the liberals just started climbing in the in the curtains. I mean, they were getting getting very demagogic.
So they lied
about it all. And then here they get in, and what they're doing is going back to a policies that have been fought against since the 60s. And, you know, we have in Quebec a vast network of daycares. It's largely been a people's movement to develop them. It's sort of like a women's movement, and it started out as a women's movement because the women wanted to join the workforce. And the government steadily started recognizing it, and since 98, we've had this daycare program, and they just want to slash it and burn it. And so they got people mad there. They have the unions mad because they're going after their pensions.
Yeah, by the way, I understand that the police were wearing the slogans on the back of their shields or something. Because they're losing their pensions, so they will under this legislation.
Yeah, and the irony, of course, is that 2 years ago, they were very, very unpleasant towards the demonstrators. And here, I mean, we saw them. They were all wearing costumes. They're not wearing their regular uniforms. And, you know, the firemen were marching, municipal employees. But, I mean, it was a vast march. It was not only union, which would be fine. The unions have been holding big marches. But this, they really, you could see, and a certain number of people brought out their pots and pans again. In other words,
Quebecers have a flair, I must say. I saw photographs, and people should look at those photographs. Those are lively people. They're not just walking down the street. They appear to be singing. There appear to be balloons flying, and there are all kinds of fervor and artwork. I see a lot of really clever, obviously individually produced signs and statements. And incidentally, the issues are health care, daycare, pensions, and education, where there are cuts coming, $4 billion worth of cuts coming from this new Liberal government.
Right. There you got it. They've basically picked on everybody, except, and let me make a little point, they carefully have gone around. They've avoided...
Didn't mention the tuition.
The students. I mean, in other words, which is interesting because...
Well, that's the cavalry of the people's movement. They don't want to get the cavalry involved.
Exactly. So, I was thinking of some... They were saying they're going after family policy. The slogans were stopping cutbacks, protecting the daycare network. Some people were saying you can't create wealth through austerity, and then austerity kills posterity.
That's a good one.
I'm translating.
I'm writing this down. That was a good one.
Yeah. Austerity, and they call it a liberal chainsaw massacre. There's a translation.
Harsh.
Translation.
But, yes, fair.
It was a lot of young people, young families, lots of kids.
By the way, the Montreal Gazette did say it happened. I noticed that. I checked the Montreal, and they seemed to like it almost.
Yeah, well... I because it's
as close as they could get.
Yeah, it is. These are popular events. You know, they are very, and it should be a warning to liberals. It wasn't as you say, the cavalry. It wasn't as sort of rambunctious as the students, but it was militant, and people are angry.
Well, what about this as a continuing phenomenon? One thing that Chantal Hébert was warning She said, Justin Trudeau better look out. He may pay the price here because he's promising things too. And they said, Liberal Party, Liberal Party. And then she says, the demonstrations against austerity in Quebec have been getting so big and so continuous that recently you had a Christmas Day parade and people thought it was a protest. They saw families, you know, mothers and fathers with their children, and said, oh, yeah, that's about the daycare. And it was actually Santa Claus.
Right, exactly. And so here, I mean, you know, St. Catherine's one of these great shopping streets, it's a walking street and shopping street. And so here, they're just like the street was just full, like from one end to the other, just like, you know, it was a sea of people going by. And so anyway, we'll see whether they try and finesse the movement. But from all the signs we have is that the movement's going to grow.
Mm-hmm. What's the timetable on this? It says $4 billion in cuts.
Some of the measures are going to be, they're trying to adopt them before Christmas.
Wow.
They're trying to push through. I think they're pushing the daycare one through, and that's got everybody furious. You know, and they, you know, what it means is it means a return of women, like off, we're leaving the job market. One of the figures that came out, you know, when the Canadian government was going to talk about this, when they talk about fractioning income between spouses, mm-hmm. and that's a policy tailored for Alberta, mm-hmm. and everybody points out that in Quebec there's no interest for that for Quebecers because there's a much closer relationship between the men's and women's salaries, whereas out west, men's salaries are much higher than women because women stay at home. So when they, you know, when you do your fraction your income, you know, or you divide it in between the two of them, of course they pay less income tax. Whereas in Quebec, there's almost nobody's going to. Apparently, that's the figures. Mm-hmm. And the reason that you have all these women in the workforce is because of this family policy.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, you have language. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And they want to destroy it. These are programs that have been built over the last 50 years. They even had a liberal. They've had two liberals who were involved in under Jean Lesage. You know, back in the 60s, people, younger people, won't be sure who it is. But these are the people who developed what became the Quiet Revolution. And two of these former ministers, who are in their 80s now, wrote letters denouncing the Liberal government. And they were liberals.
Yeah. You know. By the way, they were going a different direction. The thing is, everybody else turned in Quebec. They apparently didn't get the word because they speak French.
Right, exactly.
I saw an interview with if you go Telesur or... Montreal Gazette, there's a couple of the leading people. They say things that you don't hear on the streets of Toronto, frankly, or Alberta. They said, we're a social democratic society, and we don't intend to be turned around by this government. Social democratic society, never hear that here.
No, I know.
That is not said.
We
speak Tory here.
You know, yeah, we're a Tory.
You're a Tory. A Tory story.
Yeah, I was suspecting that it wouldn't be reported in Toronto, or virtually not.
Well, it is now.
Yeah,
hey, this is why we have independent radio, CIUT 89.5 FM.
Yeah, you and Telesur.
Me and Telesur, or we and Telesur. Yes.
Right.
Well. We're very grateful. That's a lot of information. I hope people will think about it and actually maybe write to the editor and say, could you cover news in Canada once in a while?
Yeah, and then, you don't have to be over trying to get, you know, what's happening in demonstrations in Hong Kong. You just have to just go down the 401 and see things
exactly.
happening.
Exactly. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Robin
Philpott.
Rock the Books. Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.